Companies that make beverages, beauty products, and packaged foods could see solid profits next year, according to a new report out of Moody's. But it won't come easy for these sectors as the pandemic continues to cause supply chain disruptions and pesky inflation. Moody's Vice President and Senior Credit Officer Charlie O'Shea helped author the report and joins us now. Charlie, always nice to see you. I was a little surprised to see, I would say, somewhat upbeat profit outlooks for this sector, given supply chain disruptions are hurting these companies, inflation is hurting these companies. Why that upbeat outlook?
Well, I think there's a few things afoot here, Brian. I think that, one, there's been a lot of efficiency brought into the system. And we saw that, you know, my prior perch in retail, we saw a lot of the retailers shaking costs out of the system. We're seeing the same thing on the consumer product side, where they're becoming just more efficient because they have to be. Supply chain issues are supply chain issues. There's not a lot you can do about them when it's a port issue for the most part. You just can't get the product here. You can't get truck drivers to get the product from the dock to the warehouse, and then from the warehouse to the distribution center for the retailer, if you're fortunate enough to be in the distribution network of that retailer, unless you're doing, you know, direct to store. So there's all sorts of, you know, kind of things swirling right now. And when we wrote this report a few weeks ago, the world was a little bit different. Omicron had not really coalesced yet. Now it's coalescing. We're starting to see the ripple effects of that, you know, going throughout the economy with restaurants, plays, et cetera, et cetera. So there's still a lot of flux here, and it's still, you know, I hate to use this word, it's overused, but the situation here for consumer products and retail is still extremely fluid. And we took a shot at, you know, making some estimates, you know, coming up with some forecasts based on the information that we had and based on some assumptions going forward. As those assumptions change and the world changes, you know, we may be taking another swing at this, but for now, we're pretty comfortable where we are.
Hey, Charlie, you're on the credit side of the equation. How's the balance sheet health of these companies? And additionally, as there are perhaps more supply chain challenges that are going to require investment on their parts to get the stuff where it needs to go, are any companies going to be particularly challenged by that?
There are a lot of parallels here between consumer products and retail. And, you know, you and I have talked about this a lot over the years, Julie, where we saw a barbell in retail, and that really played out during the pandemic, where the strong got stronger, the weak got weaker. Balance sheets are critical. If you don't have a balance sheet, it's tough for you to do anything in an environment like this. You can't invest. And we saw that with retail. We saw retailers that were unable to invest in online, for instance, just get slaughtered during the pandemic. And those seeds were already sown pre-pandemic. We'll see the same thing play out here. I'm still kind of getting my head around the dynamic for consumer products, but my supposition is that the weaker consumer products companies, and a lot of these are sponsor-owned, you know, I need to mention that, will face the same problems that the retailers face, where their strong competitors, you know, the bellwether names in the sector with the balance sheets, with lots of liquidity, they've got the ability to ride this out. They can invest. They can actually benefit from an environment like this because they do have the financial flexibility to take the steps necessary to increase their competitive positions and grow market share. So yeah, we're definitely going to see some shaking out here, similar to what we saw in retail over the last several years, I think.
Charlie, within your research, beverages, food, and beauty products, is there one sector that will have difficulty next year pushing through price increases?
Boy, Brian, it's tough. I think the beverage companies are probably the best position. I mean, Coke and Pepsi, you know, they kind of drive the bus, and they have very strong relationships with vendors or with their customers. I'm sorry. And that's critical. One of the things that I'm going to focus on in this new world that I'm in is collaboration between vendor and retailer, because I started to see it increasing pre-pandemic. I think we'll see more of that going forward. So I think the beverage companies will be okay. There'll be some fits and starts. I think the beauty product side of the equation, I mean, unless people start to return to the office, and, you know, I don't wear much makeup on a normal day, it's hard to envision in a Zoom environment the level of beauty product usage that you will see in a non-Zoom environment. So that's, you know, something that'll be interesting going forward as well. But I think out of the three, I think beauty will be at the one end, and beverages will be at the other end of the strength category.
Well, beauty has had a consistent buyer in me, Charlie, throughout the pandemic. I need this cover up for my face for this gig. We'll leave it there. Moody's Vice President and Senior Credit Officer Charlie O'Shea. Always nice to see you. Happy New Year.